Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is from the trenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Eagle. It is. Wow, man, almost missed it. That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day is evil. It's because there's nothing but evil prevailing. I mean, God almighty, what the fucking shit we want. I mean, 100 different directions, man. And we can't fucking just seem to come together and just fucking shut it down. We're going to go down in history. People are just going to ask, why?
There is no unity, and never was.
There never was, you're right, brother. There's unity between you and I, though.
Amen.
All right. Anyways, it is Wednesday. It's the 12th day of May, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And spring day, I ain't got to look outside to see how heavily we're being chemtrailed. There's no smoke, thank goodness, but, oh, it's coming. It's coming. I know it's coming. I'm dreading it, and it's coming. Anyway, let's see what we got on the itinerary for today. OSHA tells employers they may be liable for, quote, any adverse reactions if they mandate COVID shots. This is from Information Liberation, and we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same old.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, OSHA tells employers they may be liable for any adverse reactions if they mandate COVID shots. Now, first place, they can't fucking mandate it. They cannot mandate an experimental goddamn drug. I mean, it's supposed to be an international crime, isn't it? Isn't that supposed to be a war crime? I mean, isn't that what it was declared at The Hague when they had the trial of the fucking Nazis? Wasn't that declared? Although there ain't no international law then, is there? Just like there ain't no national law. But there is national law. It's called the Bill of Rights. But as the caller said at the beginning of the fucking program, you know, we got to get together and fucking enforce that son of a bitch. I mean, you know, and you think back to, you know, when they talk about the Revolutionary War, which was actually a popular uprising of the people that was fucking hijacked by the same aristocrats that were fucking them in the colonies, you know. That's the people they rose up against, end up being the people in charge. Wow. That sounds like today, doesn't it? At any rate, fuck, man. We'll just get into the article. This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is informing employers that it is possible they could be held liable for any adverse reactions if they mandate employees. They have no fucking authority to mandate shit. In fact, if you wanted to look at the goddamn paperwork, they would be participating in a war crime, wouldn't they? Not to mention, there's no procedural due process here. This is a complete fucking dismissal of the fucking supreme law of this fucking land. The law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1790 fucking one. There's no goddamn, individual fucking filing in a common law court leading to a fucking court verdict that says I have to do shit. And because you took a fucking license and you became a fucking agent of the fucking state, you're just another fucking corporate motherfucker who thinks that they can just fucking dictate to the fucking regular folk. I got a license. I own the fucking business. I'm in it with the fucking government. Well, you're fucking dead then, son of a bitch. I hear them talking, you know, they're talking about the fucking, God, there's just all these fucking jobs and these poor employers. These poor employers can't get nobody to work for them. Goddamn, got persons getting fucking, the equivalent of about $15 or $20 a fucking hour in fucking unemployment. And they just don't want to come to work for you for $8.35 an hour. I want to see one of you motherfuckers, considering the fucking doubling in price and the fucking and the fucking rush to a goddamn hyperinflation that we're looking at, I want to see you live on that goddamn money. I want to see that snotty-nosed little fucker Steve Moore. I want to see your fucking ass live on $8.36 an hour, you son of a bitch. We're coming for you. We're going to take what y'all, the big, that pile of fucking gold you, man, you're not happy with what you've stolen. You want it all, and you want people to be your goddamn slaves. We're not going to be your fucking slaves, bitch. You're going to be our fucking slave until we march your ass out into the fucking ocean, you treasonous, criminal sons of bitches. Now, they won't. Now, when they're talking about this, oh, we can't get nobody to take these jobs and stuff, and this one guy, I'm even offering $28 an hour for this job here. Hey, buddy, there's one question I ain't hearing these fucking so-called journalists fucking asking. And it's exactly what we're talking about right here. Is a requirement of that fucking job to allow you to violate my, to sign off my fucking Bill of Rights, which I cannot do, which are unalienable, cannot be removed, cannot be contracted away. Is it a condition of that fucking job that you take the fucking death shot? See, they're not, they won't make, they like, act like we can't fit, put one and one together and come up with fucking two. Not to mention the fact, oh yeah, I should, when you're sitting on fire, you're like that snot, fucking intent, nasal and, that's piece of shit. Steve Moore, you're sitting on millions, you motherfucker. I guess it's pretty easy to say, well, you shouldn't give those poor fucking people that much unemployment because that's almost a fucking living wage that we ain't going to pay you. We see the way it works is that the corporations get fucking money to dole out through the fucking socialist system that has been in place in this country, because this is a communist country, since before I was fucking born. And with it, what happens is you get to get your employer for $8.36 an hour, which no one can fucking live on. And then they go and they have to go to the social fucking programs. They have to get food stamps. They have to get a goddamn housing assistance, because that just is not enough money to fucking live on. So this way, you get your goddamn wages subsidized by the fucking poor. And who pays for that? The same poor fucking people. I'll tell you what, you rich cocksuckers. You're going to wish that you would have never fucking tried this in this country. When this breaks loose, there's going to be nothing to bind us. You better understand that. Because we have nothing to lose and everything to fucking gain by wiping your asses off of this fucking planet. From Life site, employers may be liable for, quote, any adverse reactions from mandated coronavirus shots. OSHA, that's OSHA, a fucking another private corporation fucking posing as a fucking, you know, this is a non-governmental fucking non-elected, and these fuckers ain't been elected by anybody to decide anything for anybody to begin with, and not even if you were elected, you don't get to decide for me, you son of a bitch. You want me to do something, you want to compel me to do something, there's only one fucking way you can compel an individual free sovereign national, and that's through that common law court that was already removed. It's like, you know, talking about all this other shit. It's, I mean, like the international law, it's removed. There is no international law. They'd be here fucking arresting people right now, wouldn't they? You know, like the cops that held down the retarded people and made and gave them fucking shots of this death fucking serum? Wouldn't there? I mean, it's all fucking laughable. It's laughable. What you got is you and your fucking gun. You can count on that and your fucking family and anybody that you would trust with your fucking back. And you better be careful who you trust with your fucking back. Believe me. OSHA released its new guidance on April 20th under a, quote, frequently asked questions, sections of its website having to do with COVID-19 safety compliance. Now, look at how it's just like they take the argument of the fucking guns. The goddamn law says, this is the law speaking, shall not be infringed, period. But they go off, I'm so goddamn smart, you see, I'm a fucking Republican. I'm so fucking smart, I'll argue that, I don't want to have that law, reason you can't have that law is because the fucking criminals will not fucking obey it, and I'll have to, and it costs me more money. That's your fucking argument? It's always about that mammon, isn't it? You're disgusting. And this is the same shit here. This ain't even a fucking argument. The hell are you bringing this up for? Of course you cannot fucking require someone to take a medical procedure as a condition of fucking, that's like telling someone you gotta become a transvestite or you can't work at this fucking, boy, you try that son of a bitch and shit. Or tell them they have to come unbecome a fucking transvestite to work at a fucking job and see what would fucking happen. This is a fucking occupation. It's not going to make sense. It's not designed to make sense. It's designed to create the absolute confusion so that the people can't get together on something so fucking simple as those 10 articles on that fucking piece of paper that they have every right, not only the right, but the obligation to enforce. And if it's enforced, all of this shit becomes irrelevant, doesn't it? Or am I missing something here? If our courts are returned and they try to do any shit to us, we fucking hang them. Plain and simple, by the law. But man, everybody's always looking for another fucking, I mean, this here's just to put something out there to keep the fucking conversation going. There is no fucking conversation. You try to force somebody to take a fucking medical procedure, you have violated every one of their fucking rights. Because there is no common law court where you could have got a proper fucking lawful order to do so. You're doing so as a government agent just saying because I fucking say so. Just like the governor. I'm just like the governor. I got a license, you see. I'm going to shove that license right up your fucking ass, bitch. You're going to eat those fucking licenses. And you ain't going to have nothing when this is done. Because you put your goddamn wealth above my fucking liberty. And I will see you fucking broke. And fucking marching into the goddamn sea naked. That's what's going to happen to your fucking greedy asses. The question asks whether an employer who mandates employees receives these experimental codes. See, right there, experimental COVID-19. Now, didn't we have an article that said right out there it was a part of the goddamn, I mean, this is a part of the, what the hell do they call it? You know, the rules they laid down for war. What's the word I'm looking for here? Geneva Convention. The part of the Geneva Convention, you can't fucking just tell, you can't use experimental drugs on populations without their consent. And you can't coerce that consent. It has to, they always, when they started this whole shit out, you guys all remember, oh, it's all going to be voluntary. But if you don't volunteer, I'm going to shoot you in the head. Is that voluntary? Or do they think we're that fucking stupid? How about when these cocksuckers start doing this? See, that's what you got right now. You got the same son of a bitches that were crying last month and the month before because they were shut down because of this phony fucking COVID shit that doesn't fucking exist. And they were wanting everybody to stand up. Me and you should stand up and fucking stand out in front of them and kill anybody that tries to stop them from having their business under their fucking license that they signed on to. And we should go to protect these government agents with our lives because they own businesses, don't you know? Like I said, fucking some cocksucker was on there. I've already had to shut down two of my six fucking restaurants. And that's supposed to mean, that's supposed to get me somewhere. I'm supposed to come running to your fucking aid. When our people are fucking can't even eat. When our people are fucking living on the goddamn freeways. I'm supposed to worry about you and your other four fucking restaurants. If you went completely bankrupt. I could take the money that you would have fucking just out of the bank, coming out of the bankruptcy, and live quite well the rest of my fucking life. And you fucking know it. You just figure you should have more, huh, Mason, motherfucker? What you do, they try to force that fucking shot on you, kill them. They're trying to kill you. I don't care. What the fuck's the difference? You've seen all the movies where they come when they've got the shot of fucking whatever it is that's going to kill you. And then the other person, they fight over it and he sticks them with it and he kills him still. It's a fucking lethal fucking weapon. It's been shown to be a lethal fucking weapon. It's been outlawed in some fucking countries. If they say, we'll starve you into it. That's what they want. That's what that snot-faced fucking little cocksucker Steve Moore, he wants to, I mean, this motherfucker couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. And he wants to fuck, but he wants power over you. Come over here, Steve Moore, you motherfucker. Come to my fucking house and come and tell me how I should be your fucking slave, you bitch. Because you have nothing. You have a bank account full of fucking bullshit, and that's it. And that won't save your ass in a fucking fight, bitch, in case you ain't wondered. Or in case you have wondered. What are you gonna do? What do you do when somebody comes up and fucking just says, I'll kick your fucking ass when you start throwing money at them? Or do you go hire some balls to back your fucking mouth, you bitch? And all the rest of these bitches, they got a propaganda program going right now on Fox News. You know that alternative truth-telling fucking news. The Trump fucking channel. Right now, and they, I mean, every day they've been hitting, oh, we got all these jobs. No, you fucking don't! But then you show me the fucking Mexicans, and again, today, that same fucking place, people, I'm watching these son of a bitches come down, and finally, you know, the Mexican National Guard shows up and they just keep on coming. And but they are when they're saying the guy that keeps bringing fucking like 20, 10, 15 of them across at a time, goes back and gets some more. And so they were calling him a guide at first. And we fucking screamed it on here. That's a fucking coyote, isn't it? They think they can fucking just say anything to you and you'll just eat their shit. But now they're calling them, it's a guide. Well, that's coyote, a coyote guide. There is the goddamn drug cartel that USA is the enemy that's operating. And they are, when that fucker walks up on the river, from the river, and he's holding a person, and he hands him over to the sheriff that's standing right there. That sheriff's standing right there in front of one of the drug cartels, one of their fucking employees that is a fucking international terrorist. And he's helping him. And that's all they're fucking doing down there. Because they are the fucking enemy. But damn it, if there ain't people out there that just think it's fucking... That goddamn... I know he's late. But that knight in shining armor is coming on that fucking white horse. And he, all by himself, he's just going to fucking, he's going to just weld Excalibur that he pulled out of a fucking rock. And he's going to just slay every bad guy. And you can just sit there and just enjoy, reap the fucking benefits of his fucking effort. That's what you can do. I mean, if you even take this fucking argument fucking seriously, you fucking pricks. You should be fucking, I mean, goddamn, Antifa and fucking Black Lives Matter and the anarchists, they go out and they burn jails down, they burn goddamn courthouses down with impunity. But you try to stand up for your fucking self and the fucking, all of a sudden there's law and order all over your fucking ass, and it ain't even fucking true law and order. They're goddamn mercenaries. That's why these fuckers feel bold enough to come out in the street with their phony little fucking guns. They probably never shot a gun except for the training they got from the fucking police or from our own fucking military, taking them out and training them how to kill the fucking people who would stop a communist takeover of this fucking country. That's where they get the fucking nerve to come out. Why does it seem like our people are just chicken shit and scared of everything? And these people are so bold. I mean, this is what is being projected. They're so bold because there's no chance of them getting hurt. If they get into trouble, here come the fucking cops or the fucking Blackwater USA, the private fucking unlawful fucking corporate security to back their fucking play. Whereas if you're at a fucking American National, hey man, I tell you what, we better start backing each other's fucking play, hadn't we? These guys come and burn fucking courthouses down, like I said, right in the middle of fucking town and right in front of everybody. They get caught, they get fucking released, back on the fucking streets, burning the next night. Don't you see this is a war? When there's no consequences to what they're doing, it's a one-sided fucking war. You have the power. You have the power to make them inconsequential. You have the power to fucking enforce the law. And you most certainly have the power to take these cocksuckers, these fucking dirty fucking little son of a bitchin' industrialist little pricks. Oh, I can't get nobody to work for me for nothing. And take the COVID shot like I'm telling. They won't obey my orders. Can't we get something? We need to get something done about now. This needs to be done. Now damn it, you worked there in that goddamn communist committee of yours and you get this straightened out for me. Cause I'm a Mason and you're a Mason. And us Masons are in this together, and we fucking take care of one another, don't we? God damn if only the American Nationals had that little bit going for them, where you backed each other's fucking play. Where you actually sit down and made a plan and went through with it. Some prick fucking tells you, does this, or starts, fucking firing people because of fucking, because they refuse to take that COVID fucking shot. Well, you go to get that son of a bitch. You fucking leave him hanging in. That's what your ancestors would have done. That's what the men back in 1775 would have done. You tried some shit like this, you'd be tarred and feathered by the whole fucking community and run out of town on a rail. Or they would fucking hang you and leave you hanging in a tree. That's why the king eventually had to send his fucking troops here, remember? But we're going to talk about, let's go on with this. The question asked whether an employer mandates employees receive an experimental COVID-19 shot is required to record any adverse, is he required to record the adverse effects? What the fuck does this have to do with the law? Not a goddamn thing. They're trying to get you up, they're trying to get you to get into a conversation where I guess the employers can actually make you take a shot. No, they can't. They're not only breaking fucking the fucking law of this fucking land by denying you procedural due process, by fucking pretending that they have some kind of fucking authority to fucking coerce you to take a poison, what you believe to be a poison, into your body. You really think they have that authority? Or do you think that they're just following the lead of the fucking mayors and the fucking governors and the fucking so-called president of this fucking corporation? I'll tell you what, burn the fucking corporations to the fucking ground. And then say, now what are you going to do? Boy, you might have could have hired somebody if you'd have paid a fucking living wage. Now you got ashes, motherfucker. And that's what you're going to end up with. You pricks, push this. You go ahead and that's what you'll end up with. You'll end up with ashes. And you will end up fucking naked, marching into the fucking sea, trying to find that fucking admiralty that you love so fucking much. You make me fucking sick. Boy, when it's about you and shutting your goddamn business down, oh, Jesus Christ, I got rights, don't I? Where's that procedural due process and all that stuff there? But when you're tuned around and they tell you, well, you can go ahead and open your restaurant, just force your employers to take this death shot. Well, now I got the power. You are fucking traitors. And you will be treated as such. You will be stripped of every fucking bit of wealth you have. And you will have no fucking business. You won't even have fucking land to stand on because you're going out there with your, when that administrative admiralty goes out there beyond that 200, and it is a 200 mile fucking coastline. You're going out 200 fucking miles you gotta swim to reach your fucking admiralty, and then what are you gonna do? Huh? You're just fucking, with shit like this, it's just like the shit with the guns. To get you into a conversation about something there is no fucking question about. This is, and within law, there is no question about this. It is against the fucking law. It is a violation of the fucking law. It is sedition. It is treason. To think you have the authority to tell another person that they can't work for you unless they take the shots you tell them to. We're not your fucking dogs, but we bite like dogs, motherfucker. Do they got to keep records of who they're killing? Wow, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? Any adverse effects as a result of these injections, such recording requirements of serious work-related injuries and illnesses may not only leave an employer vulnerable to workman's compensation. Oh, God forbid. I mean, when these death shots start fucking making people sick, when people can't fucking work, we'll get rid of workman's compensation, won't we? Because you built this fucking communist machine, you can remove the elements as you fucking please because their law is not being enforced. You can't even be here, you son of a bitch. Claims, but such incidents could also impact the employer's safety record. Say, fuck your safety record, prick. You kill somebody with you try to order another fucking you try to order an American national to do any fucking thing outside the fucking common law without authority, you're fucking dead. You've declared war. So you better shut your fucking mouth and shove that goddamn license up your ass and get you a fucking gun because you've just declared fucking war on the people of the United States of these Americas, the nationals. With the fucking rights. With the fucking law on their side. And we're going to enforce that law on you, you dirty little fucking greedy prick. Especially you snot-faced Steve Moore. If you guys ever watched this fucker, you'd want to rip him right through the fucking screen. I shit you not. But it's the same old shit. I mean, throw a smorgasbord of bullshit against the wall and see if any of us stick. This is not an argument. This is not even a fucking article. This is fucking propaganda horse shit. Because the bottom line is, no, you can't. You do not have the authority. And you try and fucking coerce me to take my fucking rights? That's fucking sedition. That you fucking hang for, bitch. Anyways, thought you guys would like that one. We'll be right back.
Criminal! There ought to be a whole lot more. You better not.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that is rain with knocking on heaven's door, which is how we feel come about Wednesday around here. Because it's just getting worse day by day by day. And they're fucking, I mean, these old propagandists, their propaganda makes me sicker than the fucking punk propagandists that fucking preceded them. I mean, they just fucking, they think that they can fucking just say it. It's worked for them. It's worked for them in about every country around the goddamn world. But this is not every country around the goddamn world. Every country around the goddamn world does not have a fucking set of laws put in place by the people forbidding what these pricks are doing. They just say, well, I got this power, you see. Well, try that. You try walking down the fucking street and just say, tell somebody, give me your fucking wallet. Why? Because I said so and I have the authority. Well, no, you don't. Well, no, I don't, but, I got a license to, own a store. I got a license. So give me your fucking wallet. How would that fucking wash people? Would you do it? Would the issue be the fucking wallet, or would it be rather this prick has a fucking license, which entitles him to shit? Which makes him a fucking traitor. Because he is a part of the fucking apparatus that is exercising tyranny over the fucking people. Try and exercise it on me, fucker. U.S. state of emergency declared. Cyber attack shuts down fuel pipeline. Chaos erupts in southeast. And this is from Activist Post. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The United States is currently in a state of emergency again. Because you see, when Obama was in there, man, I mean, that son of a bitch, he spent most of his fucking time writing executive orders. You know, executive orders that are supposed to be, they were only supposed to be used to enact fucking legislation that had gone through the Congress that was not in violation of the fucking law. It was to implement things. I mean, if the tax was voted to dig a ditch and the money was allocated to dig that ditch, the ditch has got to be dug and somebody has to actually carry out the action. And that's what the executive order was for. It was, we're going to hire 22 guys and they're going to go out with shovels. We're going to pay, this is the price we're going to offer. And, or they can bid on it. It should be a straight up bidding thing if it's legitimate and if it is something that the people want and if it does not violate the fucking law, then you would write an executive order, hire 15 guys to dig this fucking ditch. That's the only power in executive order. This is fucking executive dictate. This is more than that. This is the king. This is like a king's fucking goddamn dictate. Because these son of a bitches, hey, people, aren't they supposed to answer to the, oh, that's the vote thing. Oh, the vote thing, huh? With an occupation, I mean, my God. I mean, you talk about just being completely off the fucking map. There you are. Yeah, I'm voting. I'll vote you out of office. You see, I'll vote my straw man, and you can take my vote, and you can take it out and keep my secret envelope and stuff your vote in it. And I'll sit there and I'll say bad things for four more years, but I'll say them more quietly because each time, there's going to be an attack on the first article. You see, because our buddies over there in Silicon Valley, they took over the fucking communication. This is fucking war. That's one of the first things you do when you attack a nation. You fucking try to break their communication so that they cannot fucking organize and fucking repel you and throw you out of their fucking country, hang you, kill you. But that's what we're supposed to be doing here. That's what the Bill of Rights tells us to fucking do. You cannot do these. This is why our great, 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 great grandfathers came down out of the hills and shot the fuck out of the British. Same fucking deal. Only we've got it 50,000 times worse. And they say, well, there's a lot of people that can see it. Even these fucking merchants who are fucking crying around because they can't get their slave labor subsidized by the slave labor. I mean, the money, I mean, you take this fucking gas, what they've done is they've trying to find a way to double the price on every fucking thing. They want you to be in the country that's a country that is the number one export of fucking crude oil and be paying $5 a gallon for fucking gas. That's what they want. That's what this is about, people. That and showing that, oh man, they could, you know, shut the gas off. Well, you can shut it off. We could turn it back on after we shoot your ass, though, can't we? And why? You know, when they put all this, everything on computers. I mean, this untested technology. If they, I mean, if indeed, I believe this, of course, this was done fucking on purpose. It was done on fucking purpose, and they set it up. It's just another fucking production of propaganda, which they can do now because they got rid of the law that disallowed them from fucking using propaganda on the American people. It's propaganda. They did it. But that's not to say that these fucking, this high technology that we're also supposed to be shaking in our boots over is fucking so fucking fail-proof. Because it's kind of a double-edged sword on this one here, isn't it? If you're fucking, if a glitch in your system, if somebody can hack your fucking system and do this like you claim, all these, there's always all these criminals out there that are doing all these criminal things. You notice when you're fucking, you know, like your credit card gets fucking hacked and you have to go, you have to turn the son of a bitch in, you have no fucking card for a fucking a week or two until they can send you another card, your account shut down, you gotta go close that account, open another, and all this fucking shit. You notice that fucking, it's all fucking going backwards. We're going fucking backwards. They want us back being feudal fucking slaves like we were over in fucking England. But you're not going to get that. Man, one of our people stood up and said it. Give me liberty or give me death. I will not live without liberty. I don't want to. It's a miserable life. It's a life of servitude to somebody who is not only not your fucking intellectual equal, but not your physical equal either. It's just someone who can manipulate like Snotface, fucking Steve Moore. You're going to go hire some, who backs your mouth, bitch? Do you walk the streets? You go talking this shit? Do you go down to the local fucking pub? Do you go down to the local pub where the real people are? Do you go down into the jungle and run your fucking mouth like this and talk about how you're sitting on fucking hundreds of millions of dollars? You got this thing ain't gonna affect you anyway. Man, if you could retire right now in fucking Barbados, but you're just greedy and you want more. You want that ruling class. You want to be able to come up to a big motherfucker like me and tell me to do something and I gotta do it. You give it a fucking go, buddy. And then we'll see if you can hire, whoever you go to hire, you make sure you explain it to them. That they're not coming to fucking make me do anything. They're coming to a fucking gunfight. And I'm going to try to kill them as hard as they're trying to kill me. And then I'm coming for you, motherfucker. I'm coming for you. Anyway, here we go. The United States is an emergency again. Because, you see, it says right there in the Bill of Rights, all of this is null and void if the government that the people are the fucking superiors of, that the people hold jurisdictional authority over, declares an emergency, they take over. Show me where that's written in the fucking Bill of Rights. Show me where that nullifies the 9th article of that fucking Bill of Rights. Show it to me. You can't. Excuse me. That's why they won't discuss the Bill of Rights. I mean, if you're in the fucking right, you want to discuss it like us, boy. We want to. We want to pick it up there and we want answers out of you, son of a bitch. How can you have fucking, what the hell are they, what they call them, the confiscation laws, you know, where you can just fucking, you can confiscate anything you fucking want without even a fucking charge. Well, I can't think what they call those laws. How can they exist if the 5th article says that no one can be denied of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, and there's no due process of the law? See, that's what they cannot get around. We are standing in the fucking way of their new world order. Now they got this shit, you know, with the Middle East. They're getting ready to fucking make their fucking move. That's why Biden's been put in place. It's because Biden is just sit there like the fucking dead. For all intents and purposes, from the neck up, he's dead. And the rest of his body's just a fucking, I don't know, shit-producing machine. But they want, I mean, they, I tell you, it's already been voted on back during the fucking Obama fucking years even. That if Netanyahu wants to go on the offensive, he could, he's got our army. He commands our fucking army. Well, it ain't our army, though, is it? Let's get real. I mean, shit's hard to talk about, ain't it? Because it isn't our fucking military. It belongs to the United Nations. We just fucking pay for it. We pay for the fucking bullets that they're going to shoot at us. We pay for their fucking outfitting. We pay for their food. We pay for their fucking medical. We pay for a fucking army that is there to fucking, that they want to destroy us. Only that army, looks like 76% of them wouldn't take the shot. Looks like about 70, remember I've always said 75%. And that was a good marker when that came out with that article, because it said it. 76% of the people that are a part of that goddamn well-oiled machine, that all they got to do is say, sick them, and they're going to get you, said no. They said, no, we're not going to do it. And now, with the all the fags and the fucking transvestites taking command positions in that army, no fucking man with any fucking grit and balls wants to be a part of it. If you do, you're a fucking weirdo. The hell's wrong with you? That's who you hang with? People used to be, you know, gauge people by the people they hung out with. Do you hang out with Marines that wear fucking high heels? Is that what you're into, dude? I mean, goddamn, the fucking military used to be about testosterone. Well, now they'll give you treatments to get complete. I mean, if you've got an army, you want them son of a bitches to be, I mean, if there was a true army that was defending the Republic and defending the Bill of Rights, defending the common law, pushing off this fucking communist invasion, you'd want them to be pumped with testosterone, wouldn't you? But you put the leaders, man, the ones like that fucking freak. I don't know what cabinet department she's in charge. It's a dude. It's like you look at that and that's your fucking opposition. And you're succumbing to it. You're letting it happen. You're letting a bunch of fucking faggot fucking zero testosterone motherfuckers just fucking push you around. Take your shit. Tell you you're going to take. If you want to have a job with me, say I'm a good old boy. I'm a Trump-tard. And I ain't losing my license over you. Not over you. Not my. I ain't losing my fucking. I ain't going to have to go bankrupt and come out of it with $4 million because of you. I'm going to have $100 million. And you're going to take that fucking shot. Yeah, I know it's kill you. I ain't taking it. I don't have to. But you're going to take it because I say so. Well, I say so runs pretty fucking short when a man stands up with fucking some balls and some testosterone and says, fuck you. I'm going to take you out, motherfucker. How about that? You are going, I'm dead fucking serious about this. Once these motherfuckers, once we've fought this goddamn dirty war and there's millions of us have died and watched our loved ones fucking died and watched the results of this death shot upon our people, do you think that that's just too much fucking punishment to take them all out to the fucking ocean and fucking march them into the goddamn sea and say your fucking admiralty's out there about 200 miles, get to swimming. And that's it. You turn back and you're fucking getting a bullet. Because our law is going to stand. The law of the people is going to stand. All we have to do is stand with the law. Come together, on the Bill of Rights. Let's fucking settle this shit once and for all. Who is in control of this country? The people. As dictated by our law. And once we've established that fact, we will reinstate our common law courts and just start hanging your ass. They know this. They know this when they write this fucking shit like I'm reading here, like this phony ass emergency. If I declare, fuck, I guess I could declare emergency and just go out and start killing people. It's all you, nothing you can do about it. I declared an emergency here. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Well, what? Well, you mean that's a violation of the procedural due process that I killed people? Well, I actually committed murder. Because I had no lawful authority to even touch those people, let alone kill them, let alone think you can coerce people. You dirty son of me. I hope one of you is listening at least. I wish it would be old snot face. I wish he was at least listening. Because I'm here to tell you, son of a bitch. You do not have what it takes to fucking make a free man a fucking slave. We have tasted freedom. I was born into a goddamn communist regime, created fucking, allowed to come into creation by the generations before me who didn't fucking stop it, who didn't protect their progeny, but I'm protecting my progeny. I will fight you to the fucking death. Yours or mine, it don't fucking matter to me. Except if it's yours, I'm going for the next motherfucker. You know, you had the guy that shot the two fucking cops there in Texas. Two sheriffs he shot. Hey, boy, that was sure sketchy on just how, I think we have that article. It was pretty sketchy on just how that fucking went down, wasn't it? I mean, they don't tell you nothing about that guy. Only that he ran to a building. That guy was ready. That guy was ready. He'd had enough. I looked at his picture, and I mean, that wasn't no dope addict, no fucking freak, no nothing. That was an American national who said, fucking no more. You come, we fight. I'm going to kill you. And if every fucking one of us did that, this would be over overnight. Because you have the fucking right. If they did have a fucking warrant, it wasn't a common law warrant. It didn't apply to him as a fucking individual free sovereign national. He didn't get his, it would have been a civil matter to begin with. The asshole neighbor, I hope that's the other person that got shot. They said another person got shot. I hope that was the son of a bitch that got shot. Probably had a hard on for him. Because he was the kind of person that wasn't going to take shit. And that other person, well, I done took the shot and I done took shit and I eat shit daily just so, because I love mammon and they give me lots of mammon for eating shit. And he couldn't stand that guy. Because he wouldn't crawl. See, you really, it's a lot easier to crawl if everybody else is crawling. You don't look so fucking cowardly, do you? You're just another coward. You ain't the coward. You ain't that tall blade of grass. But when you're fucking, when you're crawling amongst men who are standing, man, you gotta feel pretty fucking low. You gotta hate their fucking guts. Hating people for fucking their freedom and their liberty. That's what these pricks are doing. Any of you fuckers that go out there with a fucking business license that tries this shit, that's what you're fucking doing. You're cowards. You are the yellowest motherfuckers to ever breathe air. And you're gonna pay the full fucking measure. There will be justice within our fucking common law courts. We're taking this shit back. We're not budging. We're not going anywhere. We're not, grant you, we're not going forward and fucking attacking like we should be at this point in the ball game. And fucking, well, maybe we are. Maybe that was just one of the few reports that slipped through about that guy that fucking went to wherever he had. They said he ran a short distance to something he'd built. Like a fucking bunker. And that's where he fucking took them on at. Maybe we are. Maybe there's more going on around this country than they're showing us on fucking Fox. All I seen on Fox this morning is fucking over there the Palestinians are shooting goddamn rockets at the goddamn Zionist Israelis. And these little rockets, you can see, you can tell the difference here in the way these fuckers like to get all cocky and big and act like the fucking strength of this country is in our people and in our guns, and you know it. And we're not going to go fight a fucking world war so you can fucking weasel your way out of this and come out of it fucking smelling like a rose. This time it ends. This time it ends across the world. All the monarchies are going to be gone. All the monarchs are going to be fucking hung. And the people are going to fucking be, they're going to have a fucking law. They're going to have their own fucking law, their own fucking jurisdiction. They're going to govern themselves. We don't need kings and queens. We do not need any kind of legislatures. We don't need nobody to govern us. All we need is our fucking law, and we govern ourselves as it was intended to be, because we were intended to be free. And I know the thought that these goddamn, like these crown heads of Europe, because, I mean, you gotta go back to Albert Pike, man. You could tell that the goddamn aristocracy over there in fucking England and France and Spain and the Netherlands, where they still have their fucking monarchies. Yeah, they disguised them, you know, like they try to act like, well, the queen, she doesn't really have any power in England. It's just kind of a figurehead thing. You go pay your fucking tribute to her every year, don't you? But goddamn, you thought, you know, I think about that, you know. They talk about these people just don't want to work because they're getting free money sent to them. Well, every year the fucking English fucking royal family gets a ton of fucking money sent to them. so they can sit on their fucking asses and let their fucking plebes, their fucking serfs, fucking take care of them in exquisite manner. I ain't even going to say nothing against the British, because I know them people are fucking sick of it too. I'm looking for fucking the people of those fucking lands to fucking settle their own hash. I believe they'll rip them. I believe this is going to make them rip the monarchies apart. They'll destroy them. Until you get rid of them, man, look what you're fucking acquiescing to. You're acquiescing to, you know what, goddamn, that bitch just shit out a kid. And just because of who she is, I'm a subject of that fucking little baby she just fucking popped out. I'm a subject. I got to pay him. I got to work to fucking take. No different what they're kind of doing to us down here at the border, is it? We're fucking financing our own destruction. Yeah, it's admitted. The borders are okay. The borders are wide open. You got goddamn the fucking Mexican goddamn National Guard on one side watching the invasion, and you got the goddamn Border Patrol and the fucking pigs on this side of the fucking Blackwater USA on this side of the border, fucking aiding in the invasion. And now they've announced that the goddamn cartels are moving into the Northwest in Seattle, and they're going to take fucking over. You think so? Cortez, man, I mean, goddamn, Santa Ana. Man, they thought they were fucking badass too. Look what happened to their ass. You wait till once we break loose, you gotta understand there's nothing. Once you pull that first fucking trigger, everybody is itching to get to pull that first fucking trigger. But they're fucking, like the caller said at the beginning, they can't fucking unite. Well, you will, I'll tell you, you will unite when those motherfuckers move in. Because they'll be going up and down the street shooting up your fucking house. They'll be shooting up fucking each other. They'll be hacking your children to death, raping your fucking children. And then you're going to have to sit down and go out and sit down on a stump and contemplate whether you're a fucking man or not. Because no American man would stand for this fucking shit that we are taking, people. They would do something. And a lot of them are doing something, man. I don't want to dismiss that, because I know it's the truth. And you think that just 3% participated in the so-called revolution that was actually the uprising of the people that was hijacked by the fucking same pricks they were uprising against. But only 3% of the fucking people participated. You know what? The other fucking, 97% should have been kicked the fuck out of here. They had no skin in the game. They didn't win that goddamn freedom. They had no right to it. But that was another fucking mistake, I guess, that our boys made back then. I mean, I sure as hell wouldn't have treated them very good. You didn't help out. You didn't help us gain this freedom and liberty, but you want to enjoy it. In fact, you want to sell my fucking freedom and liberty so that you can get a leg up on me, you fucking piece of shit. And that's what you got in these pricks here that are talking about, oh yeah, you know, like the fucking, gas shutdown. This is to raise the price of fucking gas, period. No doubt about it. In a country that has now become the number one exporter, we're the number one exporter of fuel, and we're going to have the highest gas prices on the fucking planet for our people. I guess we're getting fucked again, aren't we? Tards. Why don't you fucking do something about these pricks? Because I'm telling you, the guy that owns the fucking station, he's all that money, you know, they gave that $1,400, $1,400 guys. Then they gave us another $500. Took it back. Through inflation, took it back, and they're gonna take back more. Now you're gonna pay for all the communist fucking projects that they have put into fucking motion, and you're gonna pay for it at the fucking pump. Because they're going to force you to. But if you fucking just said, hey, you know, we know what you're fucking doing, you cocksucker. That gas that you're fucking trying to empty my wallet with came out of my fucking ground. It was my gas to start with, and you stole it from me, you son of a bitch. You're not going to get to enjoy life. I mean, until you fucking put the fear of fucking God into these son of a bitches, they're going to continue to piss all over you. I promise you. Until you strike back, they're going to. When you strike back, man, it's going to get real, and it's going to get real, real quick. But God damn it, like I said, maybe people are striking back. I mean, to see that thing the other day and to see the way they covered up, they didn't want to talk about what that was about. No fucking way. This guy here was probably just minding his own goddamn business, for far as I know. I can speculate because you didn't fucking report it, reporter. I can speculate that this guy was minding his own fucking business and his fucking neighbor who lives on his fucking knees and sucks the fucking government's ass and is a good old boy down at the fucking lodge. Man, he just didn't feel quite like a man crawling around by this man who stood, who had balls. And so he had to try to, he and me, I'll talk to the boys down at the lodge. I know a couple of my buddies down there, sheriff's deputies. We'll cause this guy some problems. See how tall he stands when I'm a pissant. Nobody, I wouldn't go near him. He'd beat the shit out of me. But we'll see how he stands up against my fucking good old boy buddies from down at the lodge with their fucking funny clothes on when they come in with their guns. Well, boy, he stood up to him, didn't he? He fucking wasted them. And as far as we know, this could be going on all over the fucking country, people. They're not going to fucking report our fucking victories. They're not going to report they're not going to report the fucking uprising that's going to occur until we're past halfway. Once we've taken that aspect back, and then once we've got it all back, once we're in control of that nuclear arsenal, it's fucking over. These son of a bitches are swimming for it. And they can sit there and they can fucking try to dilute themselves. They can write anything down on a piece of paper they want. There's nothing going to stop it. And if I'm dead and you don't make that happen, man, you not only fucking betrayed me, you betrayed yourself. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back again tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, think about it. Think about what you could do. You, as an individual, what could you do? Now, a lot of us can't do nothing. Most of you people that call into this program are active in any way. They're watching you, but there's fucking millions of you out there that know it. You know what's going on. If you're listening to this, you might be listening to it through a recording somebody else has made for you. They're not watching you. And you're the ones we're expecting to fucking be acting. I'm sorry. I've done my share, man. I've had my bones broken, my blood spilled. I've served time as a fucking documented political. I fought! And somebody had to come up here and tell you people, hey, you buck man, you need to look at your Bill of Rights, people. We're in charge here, and they're shitting on us and stealing our country and making us homeless and taking everything we got, and they want to kill us because we own the fucking place on paper. We have laws. We just are not enforcing them. We were looking for the fucking criminals to enforce the laws upon themselves. How foolish couldn't you be? Maybe that's the question. And that is the last word from the trenches today.